Kathy Clark was sharing earlier about how there's no limitations when it comes to God, and that nothing is impossible, you know. And then Siri was sharing something, and it just made me realize that there are two types of believers. You know, there are the believers, and there's the believing believers. And that, yes, we have the Word of God, we have the Spirit that dwells within us. You know, in the Word, I think it's in Jeremiah, it says where we've hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Jeremiah 2:13. And God gave me a picture of a toilet, and I know it doesn't sound very good, but that's the only way I can describe a cistern. So you've got your toilet, and when you pull the flush, there's power that flushes that toilet. Well, if the cistern's broken, there is no power to flush that toilet because the water's seeping out. So you have the believer that has the broken cistern, and then you have the believing believer that has the power. And so, you know, when we go to God, we go as a believing believer. And Carl Morton was sharing, actually, that in Norway, the word believing has three meanings. One is I reckon, which that doesn't make any sense. I reckon is much just my opinion. I don't see what that has to do with believing. But, and then there was, what was the other one? There was I reckon, there is believing, and there's something like I say, I think it was, he said. But believing is a manifestation of faith. So it does have nothing to do with what we reckon. You know, if out there in the atmosphere, if God's only way of pleasing God is by walking in that faith, so that faith leads to believing. So it's not that I reckon anything or that I see something. It's spiritual. So again, we're coming down to the dog's obviously found something out of the garden, probably a hedgehog or something. You know, if they see anything smaller than them, it terrifies them. I don't know why. But so then we get to the point where we see that God is spirit and that we go to him with faith, because that's the only thing that can please him. And then our faith then connects us to the spiritual world, which is far above this world. That we have to see that those things that happen in the Bible can happen for us today. You know, when we're on that spiritual journey, it's not that we are just believing for something, because God wants to give it to us more than we can even want to pray it. But it's actually bringing our level up to God's level. We can't keep down here and really want to see signs, miracles and wonders happen. We have to really lift that believing up to God so that then we're on the same line as God in the spiritual, that we actually then see that nothing is impossible with God. Because when God's up here and we're down here, we're totally out of an alignment. You know, we need to get our faith up so that we know that nothing is impossible with God. So it's not that I reckon something or I see something, but that my faith in God. So when I read in the Bible about all the things that happened, whether it's with Moses or with Abraham or like Amber was sharing, Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego, you know, they were up there. They were really in tune. They seen something. And like I shared a couple of weeks ago, you know, faith, yeah, is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But once you've seen it, you can never deny it. And people have to get to the point where they have their own faith, where they've prayed for something or they've asked God for something. And by that faith, God brought it to pass. Their faith then grows. So it's no longer this tiny little mustard seed, but it's like the size of an egg. And then gradually, the more you believe God, see, again, it's coming down to you being a believing believer. The believing believer has power, it has might, it has ability, it has strength, it has honor. It is meek, and it is the gratitude of what God wrought through Jesus Christ. So you're believing, you are really standing strong. So, you know, there's things going on all over the world, and there are believers all over the world, but they're not all believing believers. You know, it's like the word says that the laborers are few. You know, many are chosen, but the laborers are few. You know, the ones that really want to make a difference. So in the Old Testament, when we read about all these people, you know, we see that not everyone is named. But those that genuinely had that relationship with God, and don't forget, they had spirit upon, they didn't have it within. They had spirit upon, but the relationship they had were names throughout the Bible. You know, so I see today, you know, the genuine believing believers, those that really, really love God and want to move for God, would be named in that Bible today. You know, yes, we are true laborers. You know, we want to follow God. We want to do his word. We want to conquer fear. That's what it is. You know, the world has nothing to offer but fear. You know, there's many religions, and most of those religions keep you in fear. They want you frozen. They want you in a state of mind that you have to look to the pastor or to the preacher or to the Hindu priest, like Tom was sharing. But our God is a living God. You know, he is alive. He's not made of wood. He's not made of stone. He's not a monkey God or a love goddess or whatever you want to call him. He is a living God. And he was the one that created the heavens and the earth. He was the one that created man and made woman out of the man image. He was the one that created all the animals and named all the animals. He was the one that shut the doors of the ark, knowing full well that Noah would have let people in. Because Noah's heart was for people, you know, and like you were saying, he did the ark in the desert of all places, and, you know, people mocking and laughing and saying, well, you know, there's no water. You're a fool. But see, God's no fool. And we as believing believers know that. And we don't tremble. We don't stand in fear because we know who our God is. We know that he's a living God. That he created the heavens and the earth. Why? Why? Why did he do that? Because that's a loving God. And so he's not there waiting to blame us for anything we've done wrong. He just wants to love us and encourage us and show us, you know, what it is to have true faith. What it is to go to God in prayer and see those prayers answered. And Bambi, you're a prime example of that. You know, I've been thinking of you all week. I can't wait to hear her testimony about her house, because I'm sure she's got one by now, because there's no way it's going to be left till the last minute. You know, so that, you know, and so you've got people believing along with you too. You know, we're here on here as a family. We encourage one another. We support one another. We really want to see the best for one another. And so we are believing believers. When we pull the cistern, power follows through. You know, we're not just a believer with a broken cistern that can't hold no water. You know, our spirit is infused with inner strength that when we come together, you know, and we're giving testimonies, we're praising God, those testimonies are then being heard by anyone that listens to these teachings. Their faith gets increased because they always remember, because we say it so many times, that God is no respecter of persons. What he does for one, he'll do for all of us. But we have to go to him in faith. So, you know, God has his word set out so that we can have a more better understanding. See, it's not that we just read it and go, oh, great. But it's for us to have a better understanding how God works within the systems, how God works within the systems of the world, how he works within us, so that we can, without a doubt, say that nothing is impossible with God. That's where we have to get to, that we know that nothing is impossible with God. Everything that he comes to us with is that he loves us, he wants the best for us, and that he wants to set us on that path so that we are the ones that are righteous, that we are sanctified, justified. We have that ministry of reconciliation, that we got nothing to fear in this day and time, that we don't belong to a religion. We belong to the living God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, you know, and that throws some people sometimes, that we don't belong to a religion, but religion's man-made. And, you know, it's a system of the world. And it tricks people out and it keeps them in fear. It keeps them in bondage. So, you know, we stand strong for God and the Lord Jesus Christ and say, no, I don't belong to a religion, but I do belong to the family of God. So that's what I wanted to share. Bless your hearts.
Okay, well, it's been a tremendous fellowship, and I thank and appreciate everyone that stayed to the end and the ones that had to go. And yeah, was it 4.5 hours? That's pretty short fellowship, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Praying we'll have some manifestations. And all right, who would like to pray? Anyone like to pray?
Okay.
Go on then, Cassie.
Precious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for all the things that you have given to us and provided for us, most of all, your great spirit within us. Thank you, Father, that you are a loving God and that your grace has provided all things without us doing anything but believing. We thank you, Father, that you've made life so easy and simple for us through Jesus Christ. And Father, that you have called us to a magnificent life, to incredible things, and that, Father, you will work those things in us as we look to you. We give you such praise and glory, Father, for who you are and who you are in us, and the great gift of your Lord, of the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, to save us and to make us your children and to bring us to sit with you at your right hand. Thank you, Father, for just the greatness of who you are. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So, Peter Lloyd, would you like to speak in tongues and interpret?
Sure. I am the great and mighty and powerful God, the creators of the heavens and the earth, and you are the apple of my eye. You are the focus of my interest, my children. You are where my love and my heart reside. Come to me with all your burdens, your cares, your wants, your desires, your needs, and I shall fulfill all, and you will be blessed.
Amen. And Bambi, would you like to speak in tongues and interpret?
Okay. And if I can step out of the room, this day I have called you forth, children. You have a purpose. You are here this day for the reason and timing that I have foreordained in your lives.
Amen. And Kathy Clark, would you like to bring forth the word of prophecy?
Great is my love for you, my children. I have loved you from before the foundations of the world, and I have called you forth to be my children. I have done all that I have desired for you, and created all that I wanted in you. So therefore, just look to me and keep your eyes upon me and let me do those great things that I have already arranged for you. And my name will be glorified and you will be blessed. Just rest in me, my children, and allow me to work within you.
Beautiful. And Pedro, would you like to bring forth the word of prophecy?
My beloved, be strong in my grace and in my love, which I gave unto you through my spirit in you. You can walk boldly in that world, knowing that I'm the Almighty, I'm your Father, and you are mine. So walk boldly and trust in what I did in you, and not yourself, because I'm your Father and your God.
Amen to that. And Anna, would you like to close out with a word of prayer?
Yes. Thank you, Father, so much for the time that we have together, how we have the privilege to be in family, and all the words that have been said, they came from you, inspired from you. Those words are inspiring, edifying, and exhort us, and it's a bless and healing for our hearts, Father. Thank you so much for that. And I leave in your hands each one of us here. And thank you so much, Father, for this family and how you love us and how we can live that love among us, Father. Thank you so much for the words that we heard now in the manifestations and how blessed we can be with that, knowing that you are our Father, knowing that we are by our side and you love us, Father. I leave in your hands our lives and the rest of the week, Father, and the rest that we need tonight to be revigorated and for the days that we have ahead, blessed and how great they can be with you, Father. Thank you so much for that in Christ's name.
Amen. Beautiful. It's great to see you, Anna and Pedro, again. And love you guys very much. And Peter and Katy and Bambi.
Hey, Lauren.
Yes, darling.
Guess where I'm moving? It's
where?
Bethlehem.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Yes.
Isn't that hysterical?
She's moving to Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
She's moving to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
that's brilliant.
Yeah, so. Fellowship in Pennsylvania. Come on, yeah. Everyone. Come on.
Come on, everyone, to Bethlehem. We're going to have fellowship at Bambi's.
Will there be a star lighting the way?
I think I'm going to have to put a star on top of the house. I mean,
Well, we love you guys. I'm going to have to shoot. I am actually, for the first time, dozing off. So, I love you. God bless you. You are the best.
Love you all.
Love you all. God bless.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
God bless.
God bless.